USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. The survey also found 27% of Americans polled prefer a market correction instead of a housing crash. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
A service was held in her honor with members of the royal family in attendance, including King Charles, Prince Harry, Prince William, and their wives Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle. The Department of Justice announcing charges Wednesday for three Iranian nationals who allegedly led a massive global hacking and ransomware campaign for personal gain. U.S. Attorney Philip Selinger, speaking during a briefing in Union County, New Jersey, where charges were filed, named the suspects in hopes of drawing them out and holding them accountable.
All are Iranian nationals. They committed these crimes from inside Iran. As of now, each of them are fugitives. By charging them in this indictment, by publicly naming them, we are stripping their anonymity away.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering eight members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The mayor of an Illinois town is calling for an apology after the governor's office suggested that it's xenophobic to complain about illegal immigrants being housed in the suburbs. Appearing on Fox News, Elk Grove Village Mayor Craig Johnson adds that he was only given very little information before the illegal immigrants were sent to his community.
These migrants are humans. Yeah. We'll treat them with the respect and dignity they deserve, and we'll give them jobs. We'll help take care of them. But don't call us ever again xenophobic.
The last primaries of the 2022 election cycle took place on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the results.
The final primaries of the 2022 election cycle were held Tuesday as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Delaware voters went to the polls. In the New Hampshire gubernatorial race, Democrat Tom Sherman will face Republican Chris Sununu in November.
More and more Americans are losing sleep due to concerns about the state of the world. A national survey found more than 2,000 participants find that the changes over the past few years are keeping Americans awake at night. Nearly 1 in 5 respondents say they struggle to fall asleep because they are too worried about everything happening around them. The 2020 Emmys are seeing record low ratings numbers. Nielsen numbers show the awards show dropped 25% from last year in total viewers, hitting a new record low. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.